flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Jorge from Bothell is. Jorge, are you there?
I'm here. Happy morning.
Happy morning.
Happy morning to you.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jorge has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What planet is the hottest?
Uranus.
Yes.
Mars.
Venus. Who co-stars alongside Will Smith in the Men in Black movies?
Martin Lawrence.
No.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Correct. According to Google, what is considered the happiest language in the world?
English.
No.
Spanish.
Yes. What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Bikini Bottom.
Correct. In a typical bag of M&Ms, what is the least common color?
Brown.
Yes. What band had the 2000 album titled The Sickness?
Disturbed.
Correct. How many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
2.
Yes. Which state in the U.S. is only has one syllable?
1, 2, 3. Oh, shoot.
No. Halloween lands on what day of the week this year?
Thursday.
Correct. What baseball player is nicknamed Man of Steel?
Oh.
Okay. Jorge, you got 8 correct, though.
Wow. Okay.
I will say you play the game very well. I think a lot of those might have been guesses, but a lot of them were right. So I think it's going to be
lucky.
Close.
Here he comes.
I'm rooting for Jorge, though.
He's all hyped up on popcorn, guys.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, let's see if it helps him or not. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What planet is the hottest?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
I mean, it's pretty hot, but no.
I don't know. Venus?
You do know, yes. Ooh. Who co-stars alongside Will Smith in the Men in Black movies?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes.
I don't know why I snapped.
Yeah, and you did the finger guns. I didn't like it. According to Google, what is considered the happiest language in the world?
Spanish?
Correct. What fictional town does SpongeBob SquarePants live in?
Krusty Krab.
No.
Bikini Bottom?
Wow, yes. In a typical bag of M&Ms, what is the least common color?
It's got to be brown.
It is. What band had the 2000 album titled The Sickness?
Disturbed.
Correct. How many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
One?
No.
Two?
Correct. Which state in the U.S. is only one syllable long?
Maine.
Correct. Halloween lands on what day of the week this year?
Thursday.
Yes. What baseball player was nicknamed Man of Steel?
Ricky Henderson.
Correct.
Wow.
Steve, with time to spare, look at you. A beautiful, perfect 10.
Look out.
Which is a win, 10-8. Sorry, Jorge.
Yeah, it's okay. You're the man, Steve.
You are as well, my friend. Have a good one.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Ricky Henderson.
And they stay there.
You know,
I'm very impressed.
I will say that he did say first thing this morning, if you weren't listening, go check it out on the podcast, that he just needed time for his brain to wake up. It just took 3 hours.
2 hours and 54 minutes.
But we got there.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Finish strong.
Yeah, perfect 10 strong.
Danny, I'm glad you recognize that.
Yeah. The Daily Migs Show.
What is the craziest thing that you learned about your significant other or the oddest thing that they learned about you? 206-803-ROCK. Brandon in Everett, what did you find out that she likes to eat?
What?
Hey, I found out about 2 months in that my girlfriend likes to eat raw potatoes.
Oh.
I'm over here trying to cook a nice breakfast for us, and she's slicing potatoes and eating them raw like chips.
I love that people say, and I do it too, and I love that it annoys people when you say that like vegetables are raw, whatever, because people are like, it's not like it's raw, like it's unsafe to eat. So I just love when people say that way, because I'm the same way. It's like raw potatoes sounds like a blast.
If I want a crunchy potatoes, I'd eat a bag of chips.
Does she slice them like thin?
Yeah, she'll slice them thin or thick.
Does she dip them in anything?
No, she just eats them right then and there.
I'm with his wife. I love raw potatoes.
Really?
Yeah, all day long. Just have like, especially like Lynn likes to make mashed potatoes, so you have to cut them into squares and just pop one every day for a little snacky.
So, Brandon, question, if you go out to breakfast, does she just ask for the hash browns to just be shredded potatoes?
No. When I said she didn't have any shame, I think she might have a little shame asking for that at a restaurant.
That'd be so great. She's like, can you just not cook the hash brown? Just give me a couple of just potatoes. Potatoes might be the greatest vegetable of all time. I know it's a hot take.
Well, it also contributes to vodka, so I'm a fan.
Yeah. So many great things, from potato chips to French fries. And like Danny likes to just eat them raw. Do you slice them up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't just take a bite. What am I, a savage?
Like an apple. Why not?
I mean, I probably would, except for braces, you know.
I knew someone that would do that with like an onion.
I do that with an onion.
That's so gross.
A Walla Walla sweet onion. Yeah, a Walla Walla sweet I could eat like an apple.
Or just regular onions, like regular yellow onions. Oh, it's my favorite thing to do.
Ugh. And this is why we don't make
it. My eyes are watering right now, just thinking about it.
Wait, so you would just eat like a sweet?
Sweet onions, Walla Walla sweet onions are amazing.
Yeah.
But you would eat like an apple?
Raw, totally.
Raw.
They're so good. Raw, uncooked.
We're eating these things raw.
What is the craziest thing that you learned about your significant other or the oddest thing they learned about you? 206-803-ROCK.
We got a few text messages. One, my highly conservative and religious fiance just told me or recently told me that she let an ex-boyfriend film them while they were doing the dirty. She also said the guy's kind of shady, so she wouldn't be surprised if it's floating around the internet somewhere. Imagine.
I hope there's another chapter to this story.
I know some people get upset about. Would you be upset if all of a sudden, like, let's just say, like, there's like an amateur video of Brad out there? It was before your time.
I would not want to watch it.
You wouldn't? You wouldn't want to compare notes?
No. Can I tell you a crazy thing I did learn about Brad, though?
Yes.
That when he was, I don't know if he was 15 or 16, he got arrested for Grand Theft Auto over 2 state lines.
What?
For real?
For real. I am married to a bad boy.
Yeah.
Well, I better get the music if we're going to hear more about this story.
So he and a buddy, apparently, they used to like kind of rifle through cars that had left their doors unlocked, steal sunglasses, tapes or whatever, back in the day when he was a kid.
Wow.
And then there was...
Oh, that's changing my opinion on Brad.
Trust me. When he told me the story, I couldn't believe it.
Look, I'm a man who gets willing to give people second chances, but maybe not with that.
They found keys in a car, and they were like, well, let's just take it for a joyride. And they started driving, and they just didn't stop till they got to California. And then they slept in the car overnight. And when they woke up, they were being arrested. And when he called his dad to bail him out, his dad was like, you can sit there for a whole week. And
for a whole week?
For a whole week at the Los Gatos County Jail.
I don't think I could do that. I think I could do like maybe a night. Like, okay, you're going to learn your lesson. I'll come get you tomorrow. But for a whole week?
And then when he finally did get released, they put him in shackles on the plane to get home. Crazy. And he's been a wonderful citizen ever since then.
That was the life-changing moment
for
him.
That was probably a pretty good wake-up call for
him.
Wow. Yeah.
So which two states was it?
Oregon and California.
Oregon and California.
Yeah.
Brad has so never insane. Seemed so sexy to me now.
Right?
I love a bad boy that's been arrested. What?
I'm like, I also am wondering, how did you think this was going to end? Like, they were going to catch you, idiots. You were 15 years old.
He wasn't thinking.
They were going to return the car.
Yeah, they're 15. They're not thinking. No. They probably weren't thinking long term.
No.
They're just like, at this moment, we got keys. Let's freaking go.
Wild.
Oh, just a little PSA from some rockaholic saying, eating raw potatoes is safe in small amounts. But eating too much can cause some digestive issues like bloating, diarrhea, and vomiting.
No way.
Apparently, it's got a bunch of stuff that makes it tough to digest. So don't eat too much of it there, Danny.
The danger of potatoes.
Like I said, just a little snacky.
I'm no longer sure I can like Danny. His food choices are questionable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Stara, stop texting in.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if there's anything on your mind that needs to be discussed. 206-803-ROCK.
Some people are talking about the things that you would be buried with. One person said I would want, because earlier we talked about certain celebrities that went into the grave with certain things. Like, I think Frank Sinatra had a flask.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's planning on getting boozed up in heaven or something along those lines. And then it was like, what, Bob Marley had a guitar and a bag of weed.
Some weed.
Hell yeah. And so somebody texted, I would want to be buried with my tools since I love using them.
Yeah. You could repair some things in the afterlife.
Meet up with Jesus. Be like, yeah, I heard you're a carpenter. I brought my tools.
Let's go.
Is that, that's weird? No. Somebody said this is pretty messed up. Anytime you send a text and you preface it with, this is pretty messed up, you have my undivided attention. This was back in sixth grade. I was about 10 or 11. And this is in relation to our conversation about random things that you've kept over the years, like a keepsake and the backstory behind it. And they said it was around 10 or 11 years old. My teacher would have her daughter, who was in her early 20s, come in and sit in class throughout the school year as she was studying to be a teacher. She was always very nice to me. And the last day that she was there, she was playing with a plastic spoon in her mouth all day. At the end of class, she gave me the spoon and told me to always keep it. Me being young and thought nothing of it until a few years later, I realized how weird that was and I threw it away.
Ew.
I don't like that.
That is so strange.
That's the ick.
Definitely. Saying it's pretty messed up is the right way to go.
Yes.
I do want to bring up something that our friend Sarah brought up earlier when we were talking about getting buried. Okay. And we had the conversation about like going to the grave with certain things. And then we had a guy call in and said that he was wanting to go to the grave with his cats who were already buried in his backyard. And we're like, well, you're going to bury it? You have to dig them up, put them in the casket? And he's like, yeah. It's like, okay, a little interesting. And then you had a weird question that you asked us about the legality of certain things.
Yes. And for the record, I don't think that guy was weird at all. I would help dig up his dead cats to be able to be buried with his dead cats. I would do that for him. I think that's actually
somebody
really
in your
sweet.
Life, so if someone in your life passed away and they said, hey, they left a note that just said, hey, when I get buried, would you mind digging up my like cat, hamster, dog, and then, you know, it's just going to be a pile of bones.
For sure.
I respect that Sarah is down to just acknowledge anyone's wishes.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty special.
Well, just going to, you know, San Diego and drinking with her, she's just never going to say no to anything.
I really won't.
Like, hey, do you want to go here? Sure.
But I literally had this conversation yesterday with my father because I am curious if it's legal to bury a human in your own backyard. Because when my father goes, I would love to bury him under our fake grass at our house. And he couldn't answer that question because if you're able to bury your own pets, if you know, the world knows, the government knows, they do the embody or whatever they do to a dead body. They do the whole thing. Like, it's a very, and then they give me
so
back
it's in
the
a
body.
Casket?
Yeah. Yeah.
My first thought is absolutely not. You have to go to a cemetery, but I'm just saying that because I just assume that seems weird.
You are correct.
Absolutely not.
You cannot.
You can't?
No, in Washington, bodies must be buried in established cemeteries.
A hallowed ground.
So now you got to figure out a way to get your backyard to be deemed an established cemetery. Then you can do it, right?
Yep.
Well,
is it good enough if you just put up Halloween decorations of tombstones?
Like those little toy tombstones?
Look, it's a cemetery.
That does not count at all.
So you said in Washington. Does that mean there's other states where it's okay?
I just looked in Washington state.
I don't know if that's like some kind of federal law, I hope.
Yeah, I know. You can only bury a body on private property if you meet all the licensing requirements.
Well, maybe your private property would be your house, right? So maybe you could have it meet all the requirements.
But that would be weird if one day you had to sell it, and then like the realtor has to look at the new couple that's maybe looking at this new home in Mercer Island. They're so excited about it. Like, just to let you know, and they peel back the fake grass, and there's a casket. We're like, this is the old owner. Are you okay with that?
And just so you know, Sarah's going to show up once a year on her dad's birthday and place flowers here.
Yes. I mean, if you could do it with animals, because you don't have to tell a person buying a house that there's like a bunch of like dead animals or dead cats that I've buried, right? It doesn't matter.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid and my hamster died and we just buried it in the dirt in the backyard. Nobody, I don't know if I was supposed to or not. I just assumed who cares.
See, that's what I want to do with a human. Maybe I just won't tell. Maybe it just won't be in a coffin.
You probably should do it on the down low. Yeah. If you're going to do it, don't tell anybody.
How did you go to prison, Sarah? Well, I buried my dad in the backyard when he died of natural causes.
Somebody just said Sarah wants to live over BJ even after he dies.
Yeah, of course she does.
Yes, I feel like I want to go to a gravesite and like sometimes, you know, they're far away or they're wherever. How perfect would that be if it's just in the backyard? And then he's invited to all my house parties.
Poor George, because you know every day you'd probably be outside like on like a beach chair just with like a mimosa. Just talking to the fake grass.
I would. Like,
Dad, blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, I can't believe I married this woman. She's out of her mind.
Well, don't worry. We'll get his parents right next to BJ when they die, too. So then I'm talking to everyone.
Oh, boy.
You guys don't want to be buried in my backyard?
I don't want to come over after that happens.
No.
No? I still debate if I want to come over to visit you at a party.
I don't know if I want to talk to her anymore, apparently.
You know, now that you say that, Steve, you have never been to one of my parties before.
This is kind of why.
Daily Migs Show.
The latest talk on social media is saying that Gen Z has officially killed ankle socks for us.
Oh. No!
Dude, I honestly have experienced that where somebody was just like, nice ankle socks. When I had a buddy who's a younger dude, and I was like, what are you talking about? Like, no, now you have... And they were wearing like the higher socks, and I thought they looked goofy.
Oh, apparently that's back. On TikTok, one user says you can go to the gym and you'll see a ton of millennials wearing ankle socks, but none of them are under 30.
I feel like we just are, it's just like this constant like circle of fashion. You know what I mean? Like at some point, whatever is not popular at some point will become popular again. I think to just kind of spite the generation before you. I look at like Champion gear right now. It's kind of a little overpriced. I remember when I was growing up, Champion gear was like, that was like low budget sweaters. And now all of a sudden you go to Nordstrom and you could get a Champion sweatshirt. I mean, you still get low budget ones, but for the most part, a lot of them are like $80 over like a, of course it's at Nordstrom, that's why, but it's still crazy to me. I'm like, this was the stuff that you got because you couldn't afford Nike.
Oh yeah.
What are considered ankle socks?
Socks that don't come above your ankle, really, or like they rest on your ankle.
So, like the ones I'm wearing.
Show me your socks. Yeah that's an ankle sock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it goes below the ankle and it's just there just to basically cover your foot.
So what's cool now, like crew socks?
Yeah, crew socks.
Like grandpa socks.
I don't like those.
I mean, I don't like those either. I'm an ankle sock girl, and I buy them at Costco because I'm also into Costco.
Shout out to Costco with the, I don't know what the brand is, but
Pumas.
The Puma underwear.
Oh, Puma underwear. See, yeah. I like the Puma socks for sure.
What is happening?
There's a whole thread online that is making us feel old. Subtle moments in life where we think, oh, wait, Lord.
Is there a context, though, with the sock thing? I'm a little confused. Because, like, if I'm wearing pants, is it... I feel like that's the only time I would rock, like, the crew socks. But if I'm wearing shorts, of course I'm going to go ankle socks.
Yeah.
Do you want a sock tan line?
Not me.
No.
But
these kids, they're crazy with their ankle tan lines.
But yeah, no, I see it at the gym all the time, and they're young people, and they're wearing shorts, and they're wearing the crew socks. That's just the look.
I think it's just to take a shot at the generations before them.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Right.
Gen Z are a bunch of fashion bulliers. They really are. Some other things that make us think, you know, hey, I'm old now. You catch yourself saying that something was badass. And I use that word every day.
Steve does too. Like.
Do I?
Multiple times in the morning. That's badass.
No, I don't.
You say it without even realizing
Dude,
it.
Dude, that's so badass that I do that. Is that like a crutch thing for me?
I don't know if it's a crutch, but it's like I notice you say it a lot.
Like, crutch words are badass.
Especially like when we see like targeted ads or something, you're like, that's badass.
No, I don't.
It must be a crutch word if you don't know you do it.
Fine. I'm wearing crew socks, so I'm okay. I'm still cool. I'm still young and hip, fellow kids. You ankle sock wearing losers.
This one I feel very seen about. Get excited about buying a steam mop. I have a Shark and I love it. I used it last night. I love a steam mop.
My wife had a shutdown. I was watching an infomercial about a vacuum that could clean like your car, like a little mini vacuum. And I'm like, babe, could you grab my wallet? And she's like, why? I'm like, I want to buy this. And she's like, no. Why do you need this? I'm like, because it looks awesome. And then she just looked at me and goes, you have become your father. Because my dad is the king of buying the steam mops, the this, the that. The minute he sees an infomercial for it, if they make it look somewhat fun and cool, he orders it and never gets it out of the box.
Oh, my God.
So when I went and visited him, my wife thought it was hilarious. His little, like, his lazy boy chair, you know, he's got his own chair. It's got boxes of these random as seen on TV infomercial purchases that he has yet opened. And it's just the funniest thing because I'm just like, man, this just looks like a section of Bed Bath & Beyond when that place was still around. You know, they had the as seen on TV section.
Yes.
That's my dad.
This one also kind of hits me. You have no idea who most of the celebrities mentioned on social media are. Definitely on Instagram, I feel this, where I click on someone and they have like 17 million followers and I've never heard the name.
I felt this pretty bad when the new Seahawks, the draft picks, and they did a thing with like the rookies, and they asked them, hey, what celebrity's phone number do you have? Like, who's the most popular celebrity that you have in your phone? And it was our number one pick. What the hell is his name again?
Byron.
Byron Murphy?
Yeah.
And he said some rapper's name, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm seeing all these comments about, oh, it's so cool that he knows this dude. That's so awesome, blah, blah, blah. And I finally, like, Googled whoever this dude was. And he's got, like, millions upon millions of followers. And I have never, I couldn't even pronounce his name, let alone know what song he sang.
We're aging gracefully.
I still got crew socks. I'm still young and hip. I don't care.
Badass.
You guys are losers. Badass. I'm badass.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the oddest thing you have done with your parents? Or what is the strangest thing you have done with your kids? 206-803-ROCK. This is all stemming from the fact that rapper Wiz Khalifa shared that he goes to strip clubs with his mom in an interview with Jennifer Hudson.
Man, me and my mom do everything together. We go to strip club together.
And they just kept going. I'm like, no, stop talking. We need answers. Come on, Wiz. Come on.
So 206-803-ROCK. Oh. You know what it
is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Isn't this now Russell Wilson's theme song? You know what it is. Because I think he posted pictures of him with the Steelers jersey.
Oh, yeah. You know what it
is. Does it big with his mom, apparently.
I don't know, Rockaholics, if you can top that, but what is the oddest thing you have ever done with your parents or the strangest thing you've ever done with your kids? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, one person does, apparently has done a similar thing with his dad. He says, my dad and I used to go to strip clubs all the time. Granted, it wasn't here in Washington where you can't drink. I grew up in Portland, and let's just say dad and I, we would get lunch at the A-Crop all, period, the, period, time, period. Ha ha, rest in peace, Pops.
Aw.
That's good father-son bonding right there.
Yeah, good memories for
Cheap
sure.
Cheap steak, beautiful women. Can't go wrong with that.
No. Can I tell you about what my mom and I used to do?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Now my brain is spinning because you and your parents, you go out together a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the Rolling Stones concert together. Lots of times you'll be posting pictures of you guys all just hanging out, like outside, just drinking together.
That's what we did yesterday afternoon. We hung out outside and drank wine. My mom and I, back in the day, though, we would egg each other on. You'd go to a bar and they'd have cool glassware or a cool lamp or a cool anything. And my mom and I would help each other load stuff into our purses and take it out.
Oh, so you guys were thieves.
Yeah. This is a long time ago. I'm talking like almost 20 years ago now.
Wow.
Almost 20 years ago? You weren't 21
well,
then.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
All right.
I'm getting there. I'm going to be 40
now. Was your mom helping you drink underage?
I mean, well, one of them was we were in Canada. We were at the Gun Barrel Saloon up at Apex Mountain Resort. So you could drink when you were under 21.
So, like, what kind of stuff would you take? Like mugs?
Like, if there vases? Was a, if they had really cool glassware, it's like you have to have a whole set. You know, you gotta have four, but I can't fit all four in my bag. So we'd put like two in her bag and two in my bag.
Who instigates this? Is it mom or is it you?
It's mom.
I was gonna say, how do you instigate that with mom?
For sure.
Hey, mom, you want to be a thief with me?
My mom does the same thing every time we go to a restaurant. She's like, "Do you think they'll mind if I take this glass?" And I'm like, "Probably." And she's like, "Well, you know, I need this glass for the memories." And then she'll throw it in her purse. And then later on, she has all these like weird glasses from all the places she's visited.
I know people who argue that that's why they're there. Like, they're like, no, they expect you to take this stuff. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, that's not how it works.
It's a free-for-all.
That'd be like me walking into a sports bar and just taking their big screen TV. Like, well, they expect you to take something. That's why I keep coming back to this place. Like, it's such a strange rationale behind being a thief.
My mom, she even has a lamp that she... Brought home from an establishment once. A whole lamp.
Like, did she just... Was her bag that big? Or did she just walk out with it?
I'm not really sure exactly how it was transported out. I just know that she successfully brought it home with her.
That's so cool.
All right, Sarah, what about you?
Wow. My mom and I are similar in a lot of ways. And I think one of the weirdest things we probably did together was...
Is it the passion party?
No. But it kind of has something to do with it.
Okay.
It was when we dyed our downstairs hair hot pink.
Stop it.
Yes.
For Breast Cancer Awareness Month? Or what was the premise?
It was a beautiful color.
It was Tuesday. It had nothing to do with any kind of charity.
By the way, there is no chance I'm putting any sort of dye on my downstairs. Sounds terrifying.
They have specific dye for it. Yep. It was beautiful.
Would you rather do that or vajazzle it?
Oh my gosh.
You know, either way, I'm not doing it with my mom.
Or is it V-jazzle because of right? I got to get the terminology proper.
Yeah, get it right.
My bad.
I would try to V-jazzle. Yeah, I would try it.
I feel like I feel like your mom would do that with you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we dyed it. Might as well.
Does George know this? Your husband? Does he know that you did this once with your mom?
You know, I don't know actually if I've told him this.
And also, what was?
Can you please break the news and record that?
Can you just re-dye it and then just, hey, honey, look what I did with mom this weekend.
Yes. Can we back up for just 1 second? Did you say it's specific for that?
Yeah, for the downstairs.
So it's very, like you know, because it's a sensitive area, you know?
Yeah, you know, if you want to spice it up in the bedroom, just throw some hair dye on it. It's really surprise someone.
Well, this texture doesn't seem nearly as crazy now. 206-803-ROCK. My mom and I went skydiving together. Ooh. That was crazy. Hearing my mom, who never curses, yell OF as she's jumping out of a plane was one of the funniest things ever. Me and my brothers, we still goof on her about that to this day.
That is fabulous.
The Daily Migs Show.